Christ foretells the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, adapted from St. John, chapter 14. For a while, Jesus' disciples were trying to understand what he had been teaching them and had spent some time asking him quite searching questions. Jesus had tried his best to explain the answers in a way they could understand. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other one, asked Jesus, "Lord, why is it that you reveal your true identity to us, but not to the whole world?" This is what Jesus said, "If a person loves me and follows what I say, then my Father will love him in return, and we will become part of his life. If, on the other hand, such a person appears to behave in a way which is contrary to what I have taught you, that is because he does not love me and has not accepted what I have said. However, what you have heard me say are not really my own words, but come from my Father who sent me. I have taught you many things whilst I have known you, too much for you to remember on your own. But my Father will send the Comforter to help you, the Holy Spirit. He shall teach you everything and help you remember what you have already been taught by me, as and when you need to know. I leave you with peace, my special gift to you. You have heard me say that I will be going away soon and will return again to you. If you love me, you will not be afraid or upset when this happens. I am telling you this in advance so that you will believe it when it does happen. After today, I will not be speaking much with you. Just remember that everything which will happen to me from now on is ordained by my Father. I must do what he says to show the world that I love him and follow his commandments. I am the true vine which my Father tends with care. Every branch in me which does not bear fruit, he cuts away. But every fruitful branch he tends and prunes so that it goes on to produce much more fruit. Your lives have been cleansed because you have followed what I have taught you. You are part of me as I am part of you. Just as the branch cannot produce fruit by itself if it is not part of the vine, no more can you do so unless you are part of me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those whose lives are part of me and I a part of theirs, their lives will be abundantly fruitful. Those who are not joined with me will be cut off like fruitless branches and wither. As dead branches, they will be gathered up for firewood and cast into the flames until they have burnt away. If what I have taught you remains at the center of your life, you may ask for anything and it will be provided for you. This is why you are my disciples, so that you may bring forth much fruit, and in doing so, glorify my Father. As my Father has loved me, I have loved you in the same way. Continue to live your lives in my love. If you uphold what I have taught you, my love shall always remain a part of your life, just as I have upheld my Father's commandments and his love is a part of mine. All these things I have said to you because I want to share my joy with you and to ensure that because I am part of you, your lives will always be full of abundant joy and gladness. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Those who lay down their life for their friends are committing the ultimate sacrifice. There can be no greater love than this. So long as you follow my commandments, you will always be my friends. I shall no longer regard you as my servants, because servants do not need to know what their master is doing. You are now my friends, because I have shared with you everything my Father has revealed to me. It was not you that chose me, it was I who chose you, and appointed you to go out and bring forth fruit. Fruit which shall remain permanent. To this end, my Father may give you anything you ask for in my name. This I command you, that you love one another. Thanks be to God.